On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes,
we have the Castle's Curse 14-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. We have the Lockley R. Barley single malt scotch whiskey. We have the Mortlach 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, the Mortlach 16-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, the Mortlach 20-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. From Ben Romach, we have the single malt whiskey Polish Oak single cast 768. From Ben Riach, we have the Ben Riach the 40 single malt scotch whiskey, and the one we brought in special for Brent, Smokehead Tequila Cast Terminado.
Hoo-ah.
Terminado is a Latin word meaning it will kill Brent.
I like it.
It's like kryptonite.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
We always are. There's nothing that beats us anymore.
You know what? We were doing a Monty Python sketch before this. Can we not watch Monty Python at 2 a.m.? Can anyone do it?
Well,
I have all of them on DVD.
I have all the DVDs, yeah. Too. And clearly you do, because he was doing the whole
Dead Parrot
sketch just now from memory. It's great.
DVD.
Can't remember what I do for a living, but I can remember the Dead Parrot sketch word for word.
I know I have all the DVDs, but I don't have a working DVD player anymore. Who has those?
He's paying in for the sale. For the fjords. Cheap, free to a good home.
PlayStation will play them.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
Okay, I just want to say, you guys promised to untie me if I tasted these and drank that last one in a special glass.
Not until you pine for the fjords, Brent. Not until you pine for the fjords.
We'll see how you do after this show.
And good old boy, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Brent, dark, damp, and wasted is no way to go through life.
And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here as always.
And good old boy, Harm.
I actually mean it when I say I'm happy to be here.
You know what? You know what?
This time.
I look happy.
I never look happy.
Yeah.
I'm still
Master Thespian.
I'm still hurting from the Ardbeg Day.
Our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have the Castle's Curse 14-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. We have the Lockley R. Barley single malt scotch whiskey. We have the Mortlach 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, the Mortlach 16-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, the Mortlach 20-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. From Ben Romach, we have the single malt whiskey Polish Oak single cast 768. From Ben Riach, we have the Ben Riach the 40 single malt scotch whiskey. And the one we brought in special for Brent, Smokehead Tequila Cast Terminado.
Hoo-ah.
Terminado is a Latin word meaning it will kill Brent.
I like it.
It's like kryptonite. We put it closer to him, and you notice his powers get weaker.
I have a special glass to drink out of. It covers your entire nose, and then you get a drink out of the bottom.
Who looks out for you?
I know. You guys always care for me.
That is hand.
You did promise to untie me if I didn't drink out of it.
Hand-blown glass. I mean, come on.
But we didn't say when.
We're, yeah. We're not joking about the hand-blown glass. They sent us a special glass that you put your whole face in. It's crazy.
Well, the scary thing is we just tied him down to get him drink the scotch, but Harm's over here with his gimp mask, and I don't know what he's doing.
Well, the glass looks like a gimp mask. I thought it was just fitting in.
Yeah, okay. That's a little creepy. Well, let's go to our sips ratings, and we'll have Justin do those for us.
So John Lovitz did a character, Master Thespian, on Saturday Night Live back in the 80s.
I was acting, so was I.
So he's going to do the sips ratings today. One sip.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
That sounded like Boris Karloff. That was Boris Karloff.
That's Clayface from Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Two sips.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That again. Sounds like drunk Santa.
Again, I'm getting...
That's drunk Santa.
I'm getting Boris Karloff.
Five sips.
Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting choice to go down on there. I like that. Acting.
Bob, rescue us from those
Thespian.
Rescue us from those ratings and tell us about our first choice.
Kind of speechless at this point. Well, all right. Our first whiskey is going to be Castle's Curse. It's a 14-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. It's from the Orphan Barrel series from Diageo. So after many years of acquisitions in the whiskey business, the international beverage giant Diageo found themselves with quite a collection in their warehouses of aging whiskeys from various sources. Realizing they needed to do something with all this different whiskey, they created the Orphan Barrel Project in 2014. Castle's Curse is a 14-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, which is aged in European oak casks from the Teaneck Distillery. Founded in 1817, Teaneck was located in the highlands of Scotland, overlooking the shores of the Cromarty Firth. The label pays homage to the legend of the Scottish Kelpie, a supernatural shape-shifting aquatic spirit or water horse that symbolizes both summoning water and Scotland's rich heritage and history of cultivating the land for barley. So, on the color, it's a nice burnished bronze.
This is like so light, burnished bronze.
This is amber. That's amber, sir.
It's got a nice rim to it.
But we're not doing we don't have cameras. It's radio. Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
There are no cameras in radio,
On
sir.
The nose, I get white flowers, citrus, almost a cotton candy-like sweetness to it. And on the palate, hold on. On the palate... It's got a lovely sweetness to it, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of malt, a little bit of stone fruit, and a little bit and more of those white flowers. Yeah, it's very pretty. What'd you think, Arm?
I'm not getting the flowers, but it could be because I'm a little bit congested today. I'm getting poached pears.
Yeah, definitely pears. Yeah,
pears.
And like pastries.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the dried flowers there. Just look, give me a second. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tons of vanilla on the palate. That pastry comes back. I think the flower is more on the nose than you got.
Yeah, it's more on the nose.
There's some fruit there. I'm not sure what it is. Medium long finish. Quite good. Honey and pastries.
No.
Brent says no.
No, because I got mint and apples on the palate that doesn't go together.
I don't get mint.
It doesn't go together. It just doesn't.
And it's not quite apple for me either.
Yeah, I mean I got the pears on, and I get that pastry note, but this apple and mint thing just doesn't go well with me together. They just don't.
You've never had apple pie a la mode with a sprig of mint?
No.
You've been sorely deprived.
His parents didn't like him.
I know that. It just didn't. It's just this one. I mean, it just wasn't working for me. Justin?
If you took all the desserts in the IKEA cafeteria and put them together, this would be the nose.
That's a very specific nose.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is, but that's what it is.
So it tastes like.
When was the last time you went to IKEA?
It tastes like donuts and Swedish meatballs.
Nice.
Okay.
That's what it was. The desserts.
Had the ginger cookies and their weird chocolate, unpronounceable Swedish cookies.
You guys don't get the mint, huh?
Put it all together and there it is.
Wow, it just pops on me. That's what pops the most.
There's a weird note on the palate. Like I get like vanilla and I get some like confectioner's sugar. And then something weird hits me and goes away. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's pleasant. It's light. It's middle of the road. It's not going to evoke a lot of big emotions in one way or the other. But it's very pleasant. It's very well made. It's easy drinking. There's nothing harsh. It's just, I thought it was delicious. I mean, would I go out and run around and try to find it? No, but if somebody poured it over, absolutely. I wouldn't pour it out. I'd drink every drop of it.
If you're really, you know, shopping at IKEA for some furniture and in the middle of your journey, this was there. It's like, okay.
Well, that's what happened to him. His parents dropped him off at that little childcare place in IKEA and they never came back.
Oh, yeah.
He was raised in an IKEA.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maury's last name is Skjordborcht. And you can put Maury together with one Allen wrench.
And four broken glasses.
Yeah. And he fits in the trunk of your car.
If you hire the Task Rabbit to install your furniture, you have a 1 in 300 million chance of getting Maury to put your furniture together.
Oh, that's right.
And if you get him, he's going to do a really good job.
That's right.
We're going to give the Castle's Curse 14-year-old single malt scotch whiskey 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that brings us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Let's see. Our next whiskey is Lochley R. Barley Single Malt Whiskey, 46% ABV or 92 proof.
Oh, my.
Rooted in Scottish history, Robert Burns called Lochley his home throughout the formative years from 1777 until his father's death in 1784. By day, Burns worked hard on the farm, and in the evening, he enjoyed the company of his friends debating at the Bachelor's Club in nearby Tarbolton. Lochley was a cattle farm when it was acquired by their current owners in 2006. Extending some 222 acres, barley from had historically been grown on the farm and largely as livestock feed. But in 2015, they embarked on a new experiment, growing 50 acres of malting barley. This led to the idea of developing and operating a single malt distillery at Lochley. Construction got way under 2017, converting a former piggery and barn into the distillery, and repurposing the cattle sheds into bonded warehouses. After securing their license, the distillery began production in 2018, and then they have been growing their barley, and the distillery team has been skillfully, patiently making spirit. This expression is aged in a combination of first fill bourbon, Oloroso sherry, STR casks, and is non-chill filtered with no added coloring. And we're about to go into commercial, so should I start talking about it?
Yeah,
well, sure. Why not? The color is a very light straw, and we'll be back.
He screwed around too long.
And we're back and off the air. Justin, you had a question?
So I know what STP is, but what's STR, Bob?
Stinky toilet paper?
Mm.
Yep.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots, sir. Come on.
Not your decade.
STR is a technique that was pretty much pioneered by the late Dr. Jim Swan, which is shaved toast and rechar. So they take used barrels, they put them on a machine that is basically like an inside lathe. So what happens is it spins around on the inside, takes off maybe probably about half an inch maybe, takes out the char and takes out a layer of the wood underneath the char, shaves them clean. Then they retoast and rechar the barrel so that they can reuse it. So what it does is it allows you to extend the life of that barrel, because the wood that's tired is really the wood that's closer to the surface. So that's what it is.
Cool.
So refresh barrels a la Jim Swan, the shave toast recharging. A lot of people use that technique these days.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said the color was straw. The nose, it's really warm, like hay. Warm hay, a little bit of pears and fruit roll-ups. It's kind of weird, but without the acidity from the fruit roll-up. More like a warm orange marmalade coming out. And I don't really love the nose. It's kind of weird. And
the nose is the best part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the palate better. I'm about to get to it. And to me, it was like pears and bread and macadamia nuts. Let me try it again. Yeah. Beautiful poached pears. A little bit of honey, rye, and there's nuttiness there that's really gorgeous. I think I like the palate better than the nose. You like the nose better than the palate.
And I'm coming to like the palate a little bit more. That sweetness, and I can add a little bit of water. You know, it kind of softened it a little bit. Took away some of those, like initially I had some like sharper notes that I didn't care for it as much, and now those have been toned down by some water. I'm liking it more now than I initially did.
And I think it's got a nice long finish with a lot of honey on it. Justin, yeah. What do you think?
So I thought that it was like a classic Scotch nose profile. And on the palate, just like a really nice basic Scotch with
Scotch,
a
right?
little bit of, you know, a little bit of very, like and body needed, and heat on the end, but yeah. Like subtle.
The air needed the air and water for me, which I didn't have when I tried it the first time. And so, you know, the air, the water, all coming into it kind of all improved it for me.
Imagine Brent trying to speed through a Scotch tasting.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean speed through it?
You went right through. You like, no,
I went
no,
like no. I know I went through them all. Yes, I like this yeah. one. No, I don't like
three
this
and a
one.
Half minutes. He's done and he's tapping his foot.
That's good. We got curses from you and Brent and Maury today. Maury, what do you think?
Wake up, Maury. Wake up, Maury. No.
Maury loved That's okay. it. All right, next.
Next.
Good Lord. Okay.
What are we going to rate this one?
It's down there going to sleep on me. I love the pears on the nose on this. And it is. It does have like a warm grass note to it. I mean, that's in their tasting notes, but it's absolutely there.
No, to me, it's hay. It's not like...
Oh, it's not hay. No, no way.
Not hay?
No.
It's more hay than grass. I agree with Harm.
No.
Mm. You think that's freshly cut warm grass?
It's not hay.
That's Sauvignon Blanc.
I used to live on hay fields up in Minnesota. This is not hay.
What is it?
It's more towards the warm grass than it is hay.
Well, would the
hay fields are so unique. Grass. Hay fields are so unique when you're cutting them and stuff. This is not anywhere near hay.
Okay.
It's like the weeds you cut.
All right, farm like. Boy, you tell me what's up.
Yeah.
With water, I got a lot of the orange came out.
Yeah, the orange is good with the water.
The water, like just a little, couple drops of water, really like softened it.
Wait, it woke the spirit up too. It's a really great show. I got more pears, but the orange came out with the water.
Yeah,
great.
I get with the water. I still get the pears. It's like poached pears and syrup. Well,
you know,
it's got that macadamia nut.
They have a tasting note here, cream soda.
The oiliness on the palate.
Of cream soda.
I don't get that at all.
It's not like a cream soda. It's like, it's, yeah.
I don't pay attention to other people's tasting notes.
Right, no, but I'm just saying that they have it there, but it's like you look for it, and it's not a cream soda, but it's kind of like a...
Maybe it's a European cream soda.
I think that orange note that you're coming out with that you're thinking is what they consider as a cream soda.
Maybe cream soda is different in Europe. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we're going to be giving the Luckily R Barley Single Malt Scotch Whiskey a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So let's have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
So we're going to talk about Mortlach, which was the original name of the village now known as Dufton. It was also the name of a local abbey founded by St. Mulog in the 7th century. Founded by James Findlater, or Find Later, Donald McIntosh and Alex Gordon in 1823, it was the first licensed distillery in Dufton. In 1831, it was sold to John Robertson, who then sold it to A&T Gregory the next year. In 1837, the Grant brothers of Glen Grant became part owners and cannibalized the equipment at Mortlach for their use in the distillery in Roths. In 1853, George Coey became part owner and took over the sole operation. George's son Alexander joined in 1895, and in 1897, he increased the number of stills from 3 to 6. In 1923, the distillery was sold to John Walker and Sons, which is known for Johnny Walker, became part of the Distillers Company Limited, DCL, which became Diageo. The 2.81 distillation process created by Alexander Coey nearly 200 years ago remains unchanged to this day, known by all as the way. Only he knew why each of the 6 stills has a different shape and why the copper pipes are tangled in such a fashion for cutting and recutting the spirit. The wash, from clear wort and long fermentation, is split between 3 wash stills. The number 3 wash still and number 3 spirit still work in tandem as per normal. The low wine from the wash stills 1 and 2 is, however, is split into 2 parts. The first 80% of the run is collected as the charge for the spirit is still number 2. The remaining 20%, called weak feints, forms the charge for the spirit still number 1, known as the wee witchy.
Wee witchy.
Wee witchy. This distills the weak feints 3 times, with only the heart of the final run being collected. It all adds up to the new make spirit having been distilled 2.81 times, because 3 times would be too much.
That would make it Irish. We don't need that.
Right.
This is Scotch.
It's not Scottish, it's crap.
Exactly.
The Mortlach 12-year single malt Scotch whiskey is 43.4% alcohol by volume, or 86.8 proof. This expression has been double cask matured in both European and American oak to enhance the distinctively rich and robust character that makes Mortlach whiskeys legendary. So on the nose, I got oak and another kind of wood. I got some burnt caramel and some bright berries. On the palate, I got brown sugar, dark luscious chocolate, cherry jam, and light tobacco. And the finish I thought was sweet. What did you think, Bob?
Well, I think it's got a light sandalwood note to it on the nose.
I disagree.
That's all I get is a sandalwood on the nose.
No, you guys don't know what sandalwood is. Sandalwood is much more fragrant than this.
No.
This is more musty.
Schmuck. Anyway.
Army's right.
Sandalwood. Like white oak. And on the palate. It's got a light sweetness to it. Little hint of like milk chocolate. Yeah, pretty dram. What did you think, Brett?
Well, in the 7 seconds I gave to it, I...
you gave it a full 7 seconds?
I gave it a full 7 seconds. No, on the palate, on this, like I said, on the nose, all I got was that sandalwood. It's just like a... Just a light sandalwood note. It's the only thing I can get off the palate and on the nose. And on the palate, I got a little bit of berries to it, and a little bit of bitterness to it. It just wasn't on my radar palate wise. So
I thought it was pleasant. I thought it was easy drinking. I mean, it didn't excite me. It didn't disappoint me. It wasn't offensive. It was just there. It was nice. It was pleasant. It was easy drinking. I agree with a lot of the comments the guys have made. I wouldn't pour it out.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed by this. And you know why? Because I've tasted Mortlach
12. Because you're a proof hound.
No, it's not because I'm a proof hound. I've had Mortlach 12. And this does not taste like normal Mortlach 12. They gave us these tiny little sample bottles. I'd question what we got in this bottle.
Well,
because the Mortlach 12 I've had, I have a bottle open right now at my house. This doesn't even taste like it. There is no sandalwood here. That's their tasting note.
Interesting how he has it, but he's never brought a single sample to the show. Just saying.
Have you asked for one? You've got a million whiskeys you haven't opened yet.
Will you bring Blaze?
Why am I bringing beach to the sand, Bob? Why am I bringing beach to the sand to the beach?
Beach to the sand.
Yeah, sand to the beach.
Why am I bringing beach to the sand?
I've been drinking, gentlemen.
I'll tell you why. Really?
Why am I going to bring sand to the beach? You've got more whiskey than I can shake a stick at.
Somebody has to find it, I guess.
All right. You know what? I should bring another Mortlock. I don't like this sample of Mortlock. I think it's off. And I got some chocolate. I got some toffee. And it's okay. It's just okay.
It's funny. The Mortlock thinks you're off. I'm just saying.
There's better Mortlock out there.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Justin?
I think the Mortlock's right and that Harm is off.
Yeah, I'm with the Mortlock. I think it's
off. You know, as much as I hate to support Harmeet.
There's no sandalwood.
I really hate supporting Harmeet. Sorry. You can edit. You can bleep me out. Harm, I think you're spot on. You're freaking spot on, Harm. I don't know why they're picking on you today. I love picking on you, but this is not the time.
Your job.
It's not the time. You're right. It's just okay.
It's just okay.
Okay. Well, what are we going to give this one?
Well, we're going to give the Mortlock 12 three sips.
Interesting.
So that brings us to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
I spent more time on this one, people. So this is the Mortlock 16-year single malt scotch whiskey, 43.4% ABV or 86.8 proof. This single malt scotch whiskey is inspired by the iconic and rewarding first bottling of the 16-year-old released in 1992. It has been matured in only sherry casks to impart rich, fruity, and fragrant notes atop its beastly complexity synonymously with Mortlock. So
sorry,
I was getting to the nose on this one.
I write the words, but I can't make him pronounce them
correctly. No, this is why you have me, because I can't pronounce anything.
It's like
it's complexity. Okay, so I get a lot of fruits on the nose, and I get like brown, like dirt, like you get that dirt smell. I get that, you know, you're planting flowers in your backyard.
We like to call it earthiness.
Well, it's like if you just planted fresh flowers, you put some dirt in your backyard. That's what you smells like.
Does it smell like fertilizer to you?
No, not fertilizer. Dirt smells like dirt.
Freshly turned earth.
Yeah. So yeah, on the palate, I got some
fruits, potting soil.
Yeah, fruits. I got honey, a little bit of sweetness. I guess that comes from all these fruits. It's very pleasant on the palate. I actually like this one. This is a nice one. I don't think it's overly sherry. You know, the sherry cask. I don't think it's overly sherry cask.
This is balanced.
Very well balanced.
I thought it was really well balanced. Yeah, I thought this was really pleasant. It was a step up from the previous one.
Exactly. The last one I did not care for.
This was just pleasant. Easy drinking.
Very
delightful.
Much so.
You can definitely drink it all day long. Out by the pool, in the house, by the fire. It's delicious.
Yeah, this one is very enjoyable. You know, as a bourbon drinker, this is an enjoyable Scotch whiskey.
What do you think, Justin?
I wish I had a Connecticut
wrapper
cigar to.
Why
did
I know he was
going to
talk about a cigar?
You know, it just begs for it. You get these like subtle tobacco notes. You got these really sweet notes. Just going to balance with a light stick.
I'm not a big smoker like you, but I kind of agree. I'll do maybe one cigar every 3 months these days.
Yeah, well, if you're going to do the one, this is a light one. Like, I wouldn't pair with a Maduro or something dark, but something light, this is great. Like,
I think a fruit would be a good counterpoint to a dark cigar, no?
Yeah, I mean, if you could get some, like, a jar of blueberries and a Connecticut wrapped cigar in this, you're going to be in heaven. That was really well done.
I think it's got a really pretty nose. There's a lot of
involved in the glass.
It's a lot of sweet fruit on this.
Yeah, it did get better. You're right, Maury. God, did I just agree with Maury?
I mean, there's pears and
you owe me, Harm. I just stone fruit you out of the basement.
And I see where he's coming at with that sort of earthiness. It definitely has an earthiness to it.
Yeah.
It's on the nose.
Mm. It's pleasant. Yeah.
Mm. But it's not overly earthy or any direction. It's just very balanced.
But it's got a nice backbone to it on the palate. There's definitely old leather in there. Definitely still get the stone fruit in there. It's got a honey sweetness, like a honeysuckle sweetness to it. It's got a really nice round mouthfeel. Coats the whole palate, the front, the back, the sides. Yeah, I mean, it's a lovely dram. I definitely enjoyed this one. So we're going to be rating the Mortlach 16, three sips.
Interesting.
I think it deserves higher.
So do I.
Yeah, but, I really thought that after it being in a glass, I might have given it a four now.
There's a reason we didn't give it four sips. It's because a couple of people here were like...
No, but early on, it was not great. It really beautifully matured in the glass.
So should we just give it four sips? Yeah, four sips.
That's classified.
There you go. Mario, you want to do the next better. One?
Why not, Harm? Thank you. The last and final whiskey friend, Mortlach, is the 20-year single malt Scotch whiskey, clocking in at 43.4% ABV or 86.8 proof. It is a selection of their very best single malt Scotch whiskey, matured for a minimum of 20 years, to tame, quote, the beast of Dufton, unquote, into smooth submission and mellow complexity. Wow. So, with that prelude, I will say it's got a similar color of deep copper or bronze. It's got a beautiful nose. The nose is really, really inviting. On the palate, you're definitely getting some of that oiliness, some citrus, wood, spice, a little barbecue note, a hint of some jamminess, cocoa nibs. This is really a lovely dram. I think this is quite a step up. I'm sure it's a big step up in price at 20 years, but it's delicious. Cheap. It's not for the faint of heart. But this whiskey, again, you must be patient. It was a 3 when I poured it. It's definitely improved, and it's evolved and really just coming to his own after about 40 minutes in the glass. Justin, what'd you think?
So I think this is an interesting example of the oldest Scotch on your shelf is not always the best one. While the 20-year was excellent for my money and not knowing what any of these cost, I would get for the 16.
Really?
Just for the varied notes and its ability to pair.
You'd have to know what it costs, though, to judge it like that.
Well, you know the 20 is going to be more than the 16. And I'm not paying more for the 20 when I like the 16 better. And we'll be back.
Hey, and we're back, and we are sitting here discussing the Mortlach 20-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey. Justin was just finishing up his thoughts on it.
So... this 20-year was really pleasant. You know, it had a lot of nice notes and stuff, but the 16 just had more note separation and more intense notes. But if they don't have the 16, you have the 20, and you're not worried about budget, go for it. It's good. What'd you think, Harmeet?
I mean, I don't know what your budget is. I'd still like the 20 better than the 16. I understand how you're saying value-wise, the 16 is the sweet spot.
No, we weren't really talking taste. Value.
It's tastier. Taste?
No, I like the 20 better. I really do. It's good. I mean, I get all that dried fruit on the nose. There's lavender and apricot and apple and a little bit of wood there. Some beautiful old oak and tobacco. The palate is oilier than the 16. It's heavier. Yeah,
much thicker palate.
Yeah, this is the style I like better because the palate changes everything for me. The chocolate is there. You said cocoa nibs, Maury.
Yeah, but I mean, the palate is interesting, but I just thought it was a little lighter. It kind of, it was just lighter.
I'm sure you didn't mix up the samples. The 20
is
the
one. I think he mixed them up. Yeah,
I definitely enjoyed this one more. This one had a lot more character to it, a lot more like a depth to it. There was, I got that tobacco on the nose. I just picked up. A lot more flavor on the palate.
The finish goes on forever. I just had a sip of water after sipping the whiskey, and I still taste that whiskey shining through beautifully.
That's why I love this show, is we have a diversity of palates in this show, and we and can yours all is drink always the same wrong. Thing. Yeah, I'm always wrong. And that's fine.
All right, all right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
But I love that we taste different stuff.
Right. Oh, so for sure.
I love this. If we all agreed on everything, what a boring show it would be. But I'm glad we don't.
Well, it's all fine. You're just all idiots, and you don't know what you're talking about. You're all wrong.
True. Yeah. Fair enough.
This is, you're here for comic relief.
It's got a beautiful...
Fair enough.
I am comic relief. It's got a beautiful nose. That dried fruit. Mm. Like old tobacco leaf.
Mm.
And the thing that I like most about it was the viscosity of it. It's got it's almost like a Campbelltown. It's that thick kind of viscous.
It's surprising they get so much viscosity after doing almost a triple distillation. Yeah. The 20 years in the wood must be what's counteracting it.
Yeah, it's just it's
sorry, 2.81.
Yeah, not true. Yeah. So yeah, 2.8159 / B
right
square root of pi. It's
I was thinking of pi.
It you're always thinking of pi.
Yeah.
I could hit him in the face with a bat and he'd go, pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a great coat to it. It's got a thickness to it. And it stays with you. You know, that feeling, that oiliness this sits real with you.
Two C's.
Yeah, definitely an interesting whiskey. I would not kick it out of bed. So we're going to be giving the Mortlach 20-year-old single malt scotch whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that brings us up to our next whiskey, which is from Ben Romach. So the Ben Romach Distillery was founded in 1898 by Duncan McCallum and F.W. Brickman. Distilling began in 1900, but due to the collapse of the Scotch whiskey industry, they didn't really start distilling in earnest until... they basically did it for 1900 for that year and then closed at the end of the year. The distillery was acquired by Harvey McNair in 1911, and they ran it until it was closed as a result of World War I, when everything was shut down to make ethanol for the war effort. At the conclusion of the war, the distillery was sold to Ben Romach Distillery Limited and was operated by this company until 1925. In 1938, it was sold again, this time to Associated Scottish Distilleries Limited, and was later acquired by the Scottish Malt Distillers Limited. They updated the facilities in the late 1960s and continued to operate the distillery until 1983, when it was again closed. Gordon and McPhail acquired the property in 1993 and modernized the distillery and reopened it in 1998, with none other than Prince Charles officiating at the grand reopening. So what we have here is the Ben Romach single malt whiskey, Polish wood, single cask 768. So this limited edition single cask release was matured in specially sourced Polish oak. Polish oak has long been known for being a great oak for whiskey maturation due to its strength and the thickness of the wood and the depth of character that it brings to the flavors. So...
It's 59.4% ABV, which you forgot to mention.
That's what makes it good.
Yes, proof out here.
It's got a nice copper color to it. It's definitely got a different nose.
It's definitely got a big body. It's got a lot going on.
And it's grown in the glass since I poured it, for sure. Yeah, it's. I'm trying to place that smell.
It's raisins and apricots to me.
Yeah, there's definitely a raisiny note to it, but the wood that I'm smelling...
It's almost like a burnt raisin, though, but not like a regular raisin. It
smells like right. Home Depot.
Like
the wood? So
Home
much
Depot.
Wood?
When you walk into Home Depot, that's what it smells like.
It's not that woody.
Yeah.
No.
The raisins are there. There's apricot there. There's pear there.
Mm-hmm.
But like what you said, you said like stewed raisins almost.
Yeah.
They're not burnt, like a little bit
crunchier. Yeah, like it's...
Yeah. Like a bread pudding, when the raisins are in the bread pudding, it's like that.
But
it's got a lot going on. It's a lot of interesting flavors.
The initial thing when I put this, when I tasted this, it was kind of off-putting to me. But when you added some air and some water to it, you come back to it, it's
I haven't had water yet. Try that.
Yeah, this one's changed significantly.
Very much so. It's changed a lot. I was like, my first thing was like,
with water?
Okay, I'm done with Polish oak.
And I'll tell you, the finish on this thing just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, the water brings out more of the sweetness.
It's very mid palate, but covers your entire mid palate.
Yeah,
and at first I was like Polish oak. Okay, I don't like this.
I got the spice in front, but literally the entire tongue is just tingling.
When I first tasted it, it was bitter.
But now, the air helped, and the water
sweet now.
The water really opened it up really to a lot of sweetness.
Really evolved.
I thought the air was great. When I put water in it, it killed it for me.
You put too much water. Dude, come on. Drops.
I did a drop.
And put a little bit more. Maybe it's not
good. Put a half drop.
Well, can't do that now. Unless I add more Polish.
Yeah.
You can add more. You can
add more whiskey.
Add more scotch.
Whiskey,
I mean, scotch.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah, if you put more whiskey in it, I'm sure it'll get better.
Right.
That's pretty much life has always worked that way for me. Yeah. If I add more whiskey, it makes life much more interesting.
And thanks to the generosity of Ben Romack, I can do that.
They actually sent us
a whole bottle. So I'm going to fix this thing.
Unlike some people who send us little tiny ones, we got to dole out like we're parceling out like vaccine.
Yeah, I noticed the guy who complains about it is the guy who takes the biggest share of the small bottles.
Me the littlest amount.
Me and you got like
dragged. Right, I got like so little
I
amount.
I did not take the biggest share of that small bottle. Okay, that was showing the other bottle, showing number six.
Yeah, okay.
This is the one with the full bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And now we enter into whiskey court. Mm-hmm. The plaintiff, we have Bob.
What does Judge Judy say?
We have Harmeet.
I have a stick. He loses. So what'd you think, Maury?
Well, I liked it. As I said, I've interjected a few comments along the way. I thought it was pleasant. I thought it had a beautiful mid palate. Air helped it. A little bit of water really helped it bring out some of the sweetness. I thought it was delicious. I thought it was a beautiful all day, you know, kick back at the pool, catch some rays.
It's not an all day sipper. This is proof is too much for this me for all nice. Day. Dude, how do you
it
do
you this all day? Well,
come you are on. A lush.
You're a wimp. That's all.
Come on, Harm. You, this is you not guys,
that whole side of the table, they're all lushes.
This is from the guy that said he drank Ardbeg for 8 hours
last
yesterday.
It's close to 120. I can't be drinking this all day. Well, it was Ardbeg day. I had to drink Ardbeg for 8 hours. Come on.
Right. I mean, and that's the same guy that says we can have an all day sipper.
Mm-hmm. You can have an all day sipper. You can. But not this. This is not 120 proof. If you're gonna make a cocktail out of this, maybe.
It's a good thing Harmeet's a professional, because no one can sip 8 hours of Ardbeg unless you're a professional.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, we had food too. It was food, games, good. T-shirts, whatever.
Games.
But was there a wet T-shirt contest?
When I got home.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, see? I talked my wife into staying up late. That's why I'm hurting today.
And she decided she did not want to see him in a wet T-shirt.
And that ended the night.
I lost the contest. Yeah.
Well, let's see what Fred Sanford has to say. What do you think, Fred Sanford?
You're a drunken lush.
There you go. That's what Fred says.
All right. Just give us a rating. Let's move on, man. We got to talk about the next business. We got two more to go today.
Yeah. I'm good one way or another. It's good.
All right.
You know, whether you give it a one or a two.
Well, we're going to give the Ben Romack single malt Polish wood four sips.
It was four? Very well.
I agree.
Well, it went from a three to a four. I agree with that.
It definitely went to a four for me, too.
All right.
I mean, it's a single cask scotch. That's pretty rare. We haven't really highlighted that, but...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing.
Well, speaking of rare, our next whiskey is the Benriach 40-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. 43.5% ABV or 87 proof. Why is it so low, guys? Because it's 40 years old.
So you can sip it all day.
If you can afford to sip this all day, more power to you.
I was going to say,
can I come on your yacht? Anyway, the Benriach was established in 1807 by Robert Burns. Unfortunately, only 2 years later, the Pattison's whiskey crash of 1899 caused many distilleries to close. Benriach being one of them. It remained silent until the first half of the 20th century, being used as a floor malting facility. It was reopened in 1965 by Glenlivet Distillers, who operated until selling it to the Seagram's Company in 1978. Seagram's began processing whiskey and using peated barley and operated the distillery until 1998, when it was closed again. In 2003, it was purchased by Billy Walker, who ran the distillery until it was sold in 2016 to Brown Foreman. The lovely people own Jack Daniels, the people who arouse Maury over there so much. Foreman was they brought in Dr. Rachel Berry, who we love. She is magic as their master blender. She took 3 years just to get rid of the bad barrels.
One of the finest palates on earth.
Yes. And to create this expression, Dr. Berry used whiskeys matured for over four decades in ex-bourbon and port casks. The 40 is said to be one of the oldest peated malts to be released from a Speyside distillery. The color is a beautiful dark amber with reddish glints. The nose is raisins and a little bit of heat, which was surprising to me at 87 proof. But that was before the air got to it. Now with air, it's gorgeous. It's surprisingly gorgeous. I mean, it's just gotten better. It's raisins and plums and cherries and cedar and a little bit of chocolate. On the palate, it's all about stone fruit and hold on. I just killed what was the last bit was in my glass. Oh my God. It's just dark chocolate, plum, and nuts. And the finish is infinite. And it's oily and rich. And thank you, Dr. Berry.
Yeah, I got that chocolate right off the bat on the palate. The chocolate and then those plums. It's, you know, I definitely enjoyed this one the most out of any of the ones we have on the table today, and it was my favorite. So,
how can you say no to a great 40-year-old whiskey? I mean, there's overdone whiskeys that they get too woody. This is not. This is beautiful.
No, this is a nice one. Justin, what are you thinking about this?
I'm going to be thinking about it for a long, long time. I enjoyed it. It's approachable. It's complex. It's the bomb. What'd you think?
No, I agree.
He started it.
Yep. It's delicious. It's got all the things you guys have said. It's got years and years and years of history. It's fantastic. If you see it, try it.
Yeah.
Buy it, try it.
If you have the means, I highly recommend you buy a bottle. It is, again, it's Rachel Berry. That's all you need to know. It's a 40-year-old whiskey that was put in the bottle by one of the best tasters on earth. So
I have her 25 and 30 in the shop, but I don't have the 40. I don't think we got much in Florida. I'll try to get some.
We're going
to
give the Benriach, the 40 single malt scotch whiskey, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. So that brings us to our last whiskey. We're going to have Brent tell us about this one.
Save the best for last, Brent.
Yes, I know. So this is a Smokehead Tequila Cask Terminado Isla Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, 83% ABV and 86 proof. So the this one has a special glass that was made in partnership with the renowned glass blower Elliot Walker. He was a Series 2 winner of the hit Netflix show Blown Away to rethink drinking and creating the original glass-blown drinking vessel. So the result, the Smokehead's mind-blowing new glass, which they gave to me, which covers your nose, covers your mouth. You can drink
it. I have a gas mask.
Yeah, kind of like a gas mask.
It's a peat mask.
It's a peat mask. So you do get smoke on this one, and initially I got a little that hint of tequila and stuff, but it's kind of blown away after sitting around a little bit, and now it's come to a nice Islay whiskey that's a little pleasant to drink. I actually like this one of the smokiness that we had for many of them. So
how much did Bob pay you to say that?
Well, you guys promised to untie me if I said it correctly.
Okay. We're still thinking about it.
I'm still thinking about untying
you. He's got that glass strapped to his face. He's loving it.
Those are the leather straps that hold it in place.
What'd you think, Harm?
It's beautiful. This reminds me of a Kalila. They don't tell us it is, but I'm guessing it is. Butterscotch smoke on the nose. On the palate, it's too light. It's watery.
It's very watery on the palate.
But it's got a great nose, so we're going to be giving the Smokehead Tequila Cask Terminado Isla Single Malt Scotch Whiskey a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
I wish the palate matched the nose.
Baby. You're right. The palate didn't match the nose, Harm. You're actually right.
That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you. Please untie me.
No. Thank you, Maury.
A drink out of that glass.
Always a pleasure to be in the damp, dark, wee basement.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. The glass helped us comply with the Geneva Convention, so we're not torturing you officially.
And thank you, Harm.
I want to thank Dr. Rachel Berry for sending us a sample of the 40-year-old Benriach. And thank Bob for getting it for us.
Thank you, Bob.
Just thank Dr. Rachel. She's the one that put it in the bottle. So, again, our hero. So, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And, boy, that 40 sure isn't bad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.